This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The pandemic has been good business for some, as we've talked about. Among them, streaming. The Motion Picture Association says subscriptions globally were up 14% last year compared to 2020. But you know what comes along with all those new subs? Password sharing, that's what. And you know who you are. Enough said about that. But that sharing is money not in the bank for the streamers. So Netflix is trying, again, to do something about it. Starting in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru, the company is going to test a new system that charges accounts with extra users outside their households about $3 extra U.S. dollars a month. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
Eleanor Patterson has so many streaming subscriptions, 7 off the top of her head.
I give out my password to a few people, my mother. I give my password to my mother.
Patterson studies TV and media trends at Auburn University. She says in its early days, Netflix basically endorsed password sharing.
Just to be able to show expansion, even if some people are, you know, bootlegging or getting it unofficially.
Now, she says it's switched gears from growing its cultural footprint to growing its revenue. But it's not as simple as cutting those bootleggers off.
It's like putting toothpaste back into a tube.
Consumers are sensitive to having things taken away from them, according to David Offenberg, a professor of entertainment finance at Loyola Marymount University. He says that's why Netflix, for now, is just testing a fee system for extra account users.
I think they're trying to avoid alienating customers. I think they're trying to avoid bad press. I think they're trying to avoid getting a target on their back.
Because Netflix is swimming in a sea of competitors. Mukul Krishna is a digital ecosystems analyst at Frost & Sullivan.
Anything that is going to go against that ethos of being user-friendly might backfire.
He says the whole industry will be watching this particular Netflix pilot.
If it spectacularly fails,
like if customers cancel their subscriptions in droves,
then competitors would want to actually project, hey, we actually let you do that.
So if you've been using your ex-boyfriend's mom's HBO account to watch Succession, your time's not up quite yet. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.